Here for your daily practice is how to identify the scope of suffering. 1. Examine your motivation as often as you can. Even before getting out of bed in the morning, establish a nonviolent, non-abusive outlook for your day. At night, examine what you did during the day. 2. Notice how much suffering there is in your own life. There is physical and mental pain from sickness, aging, and death, which you naturally seek to avoid. There are temporary experiences, like eating good food, that seem to be pleasurable in and of themselves, but if indulged continuously, turn into pain. This is the suffering of change. When a situation switches from pleasure to pain, reflect on the fact that the deeper nature of the original pleasure reveals itself. Attachment to such superficial pleasures will only bring more pain. Reflect on how you are caught in a pervasive process of conditioning that, rather than being under your own control, is under the influence of karma and afflictive emotions. 3. Gradually develop a deeper, more realistic view of the body by considering its constituents, skin, blood, flesh, bone, and so forth. 4. Analyze your life closely. If you do, you will eventually find it difficult to misuse your life by becoming an automaton or by seeking money as the path to happiness. 5. Adopt a positive attitude in the face of difficulty. Imagine that by undergoing a difficult situation with patience, you are also preventing worse consequences from karmas that you would otherwise have to experience in the future. Take upon yourself the burden of everyone's suffering of that type. 6. Regularly evaluate the possible negative and positive effects of feelings such as lust, anger, jealousy, and hatred. When it becomes obvious that their effects are very harmful, continue your analysis. Gradually, your conviction will strengthen. Repeated reflection on the disadvantages of anger, for example, will cause you to realize that anger is senseless. This decision will cause your anger to diminish gradually.